Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 5 Term 3 Staff Podcast. I was lucky enough to catch up with my old Year 3 teacher on Friday night. We used to call her Mrs. Turtle. She taught us everything. I would like to acknowledge the work that was done in preparation for and running for the Vet Come and Try Day. I thought it was a real success overall. It's obviously a model that we have not tried previously in inviting the area schools and also the two private schools. There's obviously some adaptations that we'd like to make in future years, looking forward to 2020 and 2021. But I think as a concept, it's something that we need to pursue. Certainly to try and strengthen up the knowledge of our staff and students around vocational pathways for Port Lincoln students and young people. Also, I want to acknowledge the organisation that went behind the Bell Shakespeare visit for a couple of days last week. And I know that there were some activities based around National Science Week. So thank you for all those staff that were involved in that. I also want to say thank you to all the staff who took on extra work last week to allow me to attend the Visible Learning Conference in Melbourne. I really got a lot out of the work that Shirley Clark, Doug Fisher, John Hattie and Simon Bakesby have been doing over the last couple of decades. And I think it really is time for us to work through some of those things that have been well researched because I think they complement our writing improvement journey that we're on so far. And I look forward to working with staff on that over the next 12 months. Moving to the coming week, we have a whole school assembly on Tuesday morning, and thank you to the staff involved in organising that. It's important that we acknowledge the good work of our students from an academic point of view. There's a partnership meeting on Thursday where, amongst other things, leaders will be talking about public education over the next 10 to 15 years and what that model will look like. Obviously, one of the centrepieces of the discussion will be about the Year 7s coming onto the high school site in January 2020. January 2022. Governing Council has a training session between 6 and 8pm on Thursday night, and I've also asked not only the staff reps to go to that but also our assistant principal, so that will be interesting to see what training is delivered to Governing Council from a strategic point of view. And I've been really impressed with the preparation work that I've seen for the student free day from the leaders following the training sessions. And it looks like those plans are really coming together. And I'd also like to acknowledge the work that leaders have done, and in particular Clive, around putting together the subject counselling from a process point of view, and the fact that we're pairing staff up to really make sure that we get in-depth information for the 2020 timetable. I ran across this saying that gave me a smile, so hopefully it gives you a smile for the rest of the week as well. If you boil a funny bone, it becomes a laughing stock, and that's really humorous. Have a lovely week, everybody.